WVYC's Perspectives is a weekly look at the people and programs that make up the York College community. This program looks at the issues that impact our college environment. This week's host is Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to WVYC's Perspectives, and this week we are going to talk with Cindy Crimmins. She is the director of the CTL here at York College. First of all, welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
You know, we love acronyms around colleges. We're almost as bad as the government, but not quite as bad. Explain to me exactly what the CTL is.
Okay, so CTL stands for the Center for Teaching and Learning, and the mission of it is to support improved teaching and learning. So we work with the students. The learning side is the most important side,
right.
And we support the learning by providing all kinds of supplemental services like tutoring, the Writing Center, scholarship programs, summer bridge programs, really anything that students or faculty think would supplement their learning in addition to the coursework that they're doing. And then we also support the faculty with their teaching. So we will do all kinds of workshops, we will do consultations, we'll observe class sessions and provide feedback. We run the Teaching Academy. We have faculty fellows. I could go on and on. But again, it's a matter of anything that faculty believe will support better teaching. Those are the services that we'll also offer.
When you mention, and I know that these are extra services, especially some of the learning side, the student services, how do you get through to the students that this is a support service, this is to make them better students? Is that a tough challenge to get through?
Oh, absolutely. So from the beginning of time, when we've had writing centers and tutoring programs and so on, it's had the stigma that people believe that this is for people who are not succeeding.
Right.
And so these are the people who need it. It is remedial in nature. And in fact, that's not the case. We know that when students work together, a more experienced, successful student with a student who is working with course material that's new to them, we know that both of those students are going to learn more. The tutor is going to learn more because they're teaching. That's the best way to learn something, is to teach. And the student who with whom they're working is going to learn more because they're going to learn what to focus on, or they're going to sort of test out some ideas and get feedback. So it's collaborative learning. And many of the students who come to the Center for Teaching and Learning, I think, you know, we found that it's more than half are actually some of our best students. They're our A students, our B students. And the reason is because they partake in the resources that are available for them. In other words, they're going to do anything and everything to become better learners and to be more successful. And one of the most effective things that they can do is work with the more experienced students. So it is by no means exclusively remedial. Now, I just explained all that, but that's not what I would say to freshmen or incoming students. What I would say to them is that you just came from high school where you were in the classroom with your teachers for up to 8 hours a day and your classmates.
Right.
And that's where you did most of your learning together. You did very little outside of class. I'm not saying you didn't do any homework, but you know, the bulk of it was in class together. And so now we flip that. Now you are with your faculty member and in your class. If you're taking one class, it's what, 3 hours a week. But most of the learning that you're doing, your professor's facilitating that learning for you, but much of the responsibility is outside of class. So you can sit alone and you can do it, and you will. You'll do an awful lot of that. But you have another choice. You can also, in addition to that, again, go back to working with groups, working with experienced students, working with professionals to learn, which is what you did in high school. Now, we used to call that the Learning Center, but you know, we don't call it that anymore because for many high school students, again, we go right back to, oh, that's remedial, that's the tutoring, and so on.
That stigma.
Right? So, you know, that's another reason that we call it the Center for Teaching and Learning, and we work with faculty as well. So it's all about improving learning, and whoever can benefit from it, which is probably everybody, ought to be.
Explain to you said you've been doing this for a long while, mm-hmm. 2 decades, you said about. Mm-hmm. How did you get to this? This is a little bit of a unique educational experience.
Right, certainly, yes. Wow. Okay, so I started off as a high school teacher.
Okay.
And I was lucky my husband was in the military, and I got to teach all over the United States, all over Europe. I got to experience many, many different kinds of high schools. And we decided that we wanted to come back to York, which is where we're both from, and I wasn't quite ready to go back to teaching high school, so I thought, well, what can I do? And I thought, well, maybe I could work part-time at a college, and I did. I worked at Penn State part-time for a couple years, and then York College in 1997 decided that they wanted to create, at that time, they were calling it a Learning Resource Center.
Okay.
So I took that position, and, you know, in the back of my head, I thought, well, I'll go back to teaching high school. I really love teaching high
sure.
school, and I kind of always thought I would, but, you know, I didn't, because the opportunities here to grow and to support faculty and students, and it's like a family. I could never walk away from that. It's just this is my home and this is my family, and that's the way it's come to be. In terms of how the Learning Resource Center became the Center for Teaching and Learning, it really just grew quite naturally that while we were helping create tutoring programs, the Writing Center, supplemental right. instruction, and so on, we were working with faculty to do that. Who better than the faculty know what it is that their students could most benefit from? But when we were doing that, we were often looking at things like the assignments and what kind of peer review was going on in the classroom or group work, or, you know, how could the tutors fit into the classroom? We don't just want them in the Learning Center. We want them, you know, where in the classroom as well. And through doing that, everybody was learning, and the faculty were learning, and they really appreciated that. And so that is faculty development. But it wasn't visible. It wasn't part of the mission. And it was, I believe, in 2010, 2011, when our Faculty Development Committee and Dean Della Carpini went ahead and made that formal and said, yeah, that is part of the mission of the Learning Resource Center, now Center for Teaching and Learning.
Where do you see this all going? I know that there's some changes going on campus, mm-hmm. and maybe for the students, they don't perceive that there's a change because they're going to walk into the same place and the same services are going to be available. But what's the philosophy behind maybe some of the changes that are going on?
Okay, yeah, so the changes will be incremental, but at the same time, they are really strategic. One of the things that we have learned from what other schools have done, and you know, schools always learn from each
sure.
other. What works best? What is going to best serve the students? And one of the things that most schools around the country have learned is that when they take the student success services, student support services, whatever you want to call them, but it's those programs and resources that support student learning that are not the professor in the classroom. So anything else is a student support service. They have found that when they put them in the same space and those folks work closely together, that benefits the students. So if you think about here at York College, you know, we're a small school and everybody helps everybody, so it's fine. But if you want to talk with an advisor, you go to the advising center. If you want to talk with career development, you go to career development. You know, there's like all these separate places around campus. And so often, you know, we're referring students. Well, you need to run across to Campbell
right.
Hall, or there, you know.
Or you need to go to where you guys are.
Accommodations, right, is saying, oh, well, you need to go to the Center for Teaching and Learning. So we're sort of running everybody across campus. It's not a big one, not a big
no,
campus.
No, they need the exercise sometimes.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be nice if when a student walked in and said, hey, here's what I'm looking for, if we would say, right here. It's right here. Or if, you know, maybe the advising center and the career development center, if folks from each of those were to come out and sit together with the student at the same time, you know, it really will integrate the services to move them all in the same space. Now, that being said, we don't have that space
right.
yet. So that, you know.
So they're still walking across
it's
campus.
It's still coming, you know. So they're still walking across campus. But behind the scenes, we're working to see what that will look like and to make that happen. I think it will happen in the next, I'm going to say, 2 years at
okay.
the latest.
All right. So if I'm a student and I'm interested in using your services, what do I have to do? How do I get in touch with you folks?
Okay, so the easiest thing is to walk over to us if it's not pouring down rain and you don't mind doing
that.
We haven't had that much rain
this year, so
right?
We're okay.
That's right. We're in a drought. No worries. That's the easiest thing. If you just come over and you say, hey, here's what I'm looking
for. And where are you located?
We are in the lower level of the Humanities Center by the creek, where the cars drive through the creek, right there. That's the easiest and best way because we'll immediately be able to help. Now, a phone call is almost is good, and so you know we have the phone number which I can give you, but we also have an online appointment system, and students from the home portal page can click around and they can see what's offered and they can make appointments. They can see when tutors are available. A lot of the tutors will hold drop-in hours. They can see when there are review sessions or study sessions. We also have the email addresses of the tutors available, and the tutors don't mind at all being emailed and say, hey, you know, I can't come to your session at 2:00 today, but 7:00 works. And the tutor will say, oh yeah, for me too, right? So let's meet then. So there's any number of ways to get in touch with us.
Cindy Crimmins of the CTL director, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us for Perspectives today.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
WVYC Perspectives is a production of the staff of WVYC. Your College of Pennsylvania owns and operates WVYC, and any and all content is solely the property of your college. Jeffrey Schiffman serves as the executive producer of WVYC Perspectives. WVYC Perspectives can be heard Monday and Friday morning at 10 a.m. on 88.1 FM. Downloads of the WVYC Perspectives podcast are available at the WVYC Podbean site, wvyc.podbean.com. Join us next week for another edition of WVYC Perspectives.